I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The Taliban of Afghanistan are stepping up their attacks on Afghan army troops and NATO forces. More than 1,000 people, mostly Taliban fighters, have died in insurgency-related violence this year. Most of the violence is occurring in the southern part of the country. That's where British forces of the Parachute Regiment saw action this past weekend. They landed their helicopters in Kandahar province and went in search of one of the most wanted Taliban bomb makers in the area. The BBC's Alistair Leithhead was with the troops.
I'm just currently following behind the troops through poppy fields that come right up to my chest. They're beautiful pink fields. They spread as far as you can see as the guys are with are making their way forward towards the compounds, which are the objective of the day. There's been no gunfire as yet.
Major Jamie Ladan, officer commanding A Company 3 Para. The force has been inserted and the cordon of the objectives has been completed successfully. So far, no sign of any threat. And the police lead, the Afghan police lead, has now gone into the compound to begin identifying who's in there and begin the search.
We've come into one of the compounds. There's nobody around at all. It's completely abandoned. And the search dog has now been brought in to look for explosives. Well, there's been some small arms fire and some rocket propelled grenades fired, so a section's going back up through the poppy fields to try and see what's going on.
One thing to the left of the compound to the front!
I'm Captain Craig Robertson of the 3rd Battalion, Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry, attached to 3 Para for an operation in southern Zaire. I patrolled this area for about 2 months. It's known to be a fairly strong Taliban stronghold, and we know that everything in this area all hinges on the poppy harvest.
Well, the compounds that they initially came to clear have been cleared. There's been no one found in there, just women and children and some older men. But some intelligence has come in, and things have been able to see from the air that points to an area close to where the helicopters first came down.
What we've got is that's the confirmed bunker location. Right, PAX. Right, we'll move up. We'll clear these two compounds first. We'll then reorientate northeast and do an advance to contact to that bunker position. Happy?
Yep.
But by the time they reached the bunker, the bomb maker and his men had gone. They searched another area, but it was only when they headed back to the helicopter landing area to be picked up that they were ambushed.
Most of the platoon was caught out in the open, and a tree line about 150 metres from us had opened up on us, and rounds were just coming in and around us, over our heads, hitting the tops of the poppies, just feet in front of us. That was quite frightening, actually.
Right, Private Henderson, 3 Para A Company. The last place we were was more hearts and minds and whatnot. As we came in here to actually do a job, to, you know, nab someone.